It's time for Clinton Coach's Corner. Brought to you by McKenzie Motors and Integris Clinton Regional Hospital.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Clinton Coaches Corner. I'm Dennis Smith. What a difference a week makes as the Red Tornadoes won 48-14 over Plainview last week and start district play tonight against McGinnis. We'll be right back to talk with head coach Mike Lee right after this. You're listening to the Clinton Coaches Corner, sponsored by McKenzie Ford and Clinton Integris Regional Hospital.
Hey, sports fans, Jared Atha here, and I'm excited to tell you about our new scoreboard show, The OT, right here on News Talk KCLI. Be sure to tune in every Friday night immediately following the Clinton game for Western Oklahoma's only live scoreboard show that brings you all the scores that you care about. We'll have live reports from all over Western Oklahoma telling you exactly what happened underneath the Friday night lights. Don't forget, The OT happens every Friday night after the Clinton game right here only on News Talk KCLI.
Welcome back to the Clinton Coach's Corner. Dennis Smith joining me now, the head coach of the Clinton Red Tornadoes, Mike Lee. And Mike, 48-14 against a team I know you expressed some concern about. It was a team that had been, according to what you told me last week, been able to move the ball and everybody they played, but a good defensive effort by the Reds and certainly better offensively.
Yeah, it was pleasantly surprised with us on defense. I thought, the week before, really the first 2 weeks, most snaps we were busting just alignment and gap responsibilities, and kids did a good job of shoring some of that up. I think that alarmed them a little bit, and they, played against an offense that's dominated everybody they've gone against. They played a couple really good teams in Texas. Sanger, Texas is explosive, but Sanger couldn't stop him. We did a pretty good job. I was happy with us on the responsibilities, on the option, and we made a few mistakes, but you're going to against that offense. I thought we tackled much better, too. I was really impressed with the week before. I thought our secondary played as bad as I've ever seen them play, and we played pretty well. We tackled well.
Yeah, I thought early on we took the quarterback out of the game a little bit. I mean, he had some pretty good numbers, and you thought he was a pretty good back, and everything kind of originated around him. And what exactly did the Reds do to shut that down?
Well, we tried to change up on him a little bit. We attacked the mesh point at times, trying to cause him some issues, and then times we played it normal, just trying to give him different looks, and I thought we did a good job kids understanding the responsibility. We busted on the pitch once or twice, but we knew going in the game the guy we wanted to get stopped was him and the fullback, get the first two phases stopped. And we struggled with the fullback at times when they ran that little under scheme with the slot back. We gave a little too much space at linebacker. We didn't fill up fast enough, but overall, we did a better job.
Offensively, a big night for Jaylee Range, and you've been telling us all year that Jaylee is going to have a big year, and thus far, everything indicates that you were exactly right on that prediction.
Mm-hmm. Jaylee's got some talent, and he's competitive. I mean, that's two major things to have, and then kids did a good job blocking for him. I thought going in the game that we could do some things to him on offense just because I thought we were better up front. So they had to go to Gamblin to try to stop us, and then that gave Jaylee a lot of lanes. I mean, at times they'd run into us, but at times we would have pretty gaping holes and have them cut off because when they blitz, you run out of pursuit lanes. And so Jaylee was able to hit some big plays.
I was going to say, when you have a back that goes over 200 yards, generally he's got some pretty good blocking in front of him.
Yeah, the offensive line, I thought, played pretty well. Both tackles played well. Michael Adams came in and did a good job replacing Caleb Webb. Basically, we flipped Ricky over to Caleb's spot, and Michael took Ricky's place and thought he did a good job, both of them. And then Austin's been kind of our hub all year long. Didn't think he had his best game, but he played well like he always does. He competes. And then tight ends did a good job blocking. I thought Payne blocked well.
Red Tornadoes defeat Plainview by a score of 48-14 to go 2-1. Everything changes tonight, though, as it's basically a new season. It's district play, and the Reds' first foe this year is the McGinnis Fighting Irish. We'll be right back to talk about McGinnis. You're listening to the Clinton Coaches Corner, sponsored by McKenzie Ford and Clinton Integris Regional Hospital.
Hey, sports fans, Jared Atha here, and I'm excited to tell you about our new scoreboard show, The OT, right here on News Talk KCLI. Be sure to tune in every every Friday night immediately following the Clinton game for Western Oklahoma's only live scoreboard show that brings you all the scores that you care about. We'll have live reports from all over Western Oklahoma telling you exactly what happened underneath the Friday night lights. Don't forget, the OT happens every Friday night after the Clinton game right here only on News Talk KCLI.
Welcome back to Clinton Coach's Corner. Dennis Smith with head coach Mike Lee. Mike, Reds for the second straight year are going to start district play against McGinnis. Of course, this time we're at home, which everybody likes to be at home, but got a McGinnis team, and I believe they're 2-1 coming into tonight's game, and they've had some success on things. Or are they 3-0?
They're 2-1, but they actually probably should have won last week. They dominated the game, then they get the ball down the one deep in the game and sneaked it three times in a row, then went for the field goal to win and got it blocked and run back for a touchdown on the last play of the game. So they probably should be 3-0, yeah.
They lost that game to Millwood. They won their first two games. But McGinnis, coached by someone familiar to you and your staff, he coached at Woodward last year.
Yeah, I mean, familiar, I guess. We've played them, you know, we scrimmaged them there for a while, and then we played them last year. That's really the only time I've ever, I mean, I know them a little bit. But they'll be doing a lot of the same things they did at Woodward and probably some of the same things they were doing at McGinnis before. Offensively, they're more of a last year where they're more of a, you know, a pounded at you team and then play action. This year they're gonna go no huddle, up tempo, spread it out. Quarterback's the major player in their offense, obviously, and he's done a good job throwing the ball for them. He runs it well too. That's the thing that concerns you. He's a good runner. He was last year also. They're good in the backfield. They don't have the weapon that they had last year with the running back they had last year. That guy was a really, really dangerous player. But they have good receivers, a lot of big receivers. And they throw it up and make catches, and then they throw a lot of little screen passes, and they, you know, they'll switch up and get in the eye and some two-back offenses, and they get some one-back offenses and three-back offenses and no-back offenses. So they give you a mixture of everything, so we'll have to do a good job of knowing what we're doing.
Would you say they're more heavily slanted to the pass? It seems like I remember Woodward tried to do that last year.
I'd say we're about 55% pass and 45% run, but, you know, down and distance determines some of that. You know, early downs are probably more run, so it's kind of a mixture.
Let's look at their defense just a little bit. What can the Red Tornado fans expect to see McGinnis do on defense?
Well, they're a 4-3 defense, which they have been over the years. They're probably a little different in the way they play it. They'll run a lot of quarters in the secondary, which basically means they're going to have nine guys in the box against us when we go in a pro set. So we'll have to do some things to clear some of those people out of there. But they're good up front. The two inside guys, 72 and 85, are big kids. The one and the three technique, one's about 280, 285, and the other's about 250. And both of them fairly tall, too, got some length to them. To me, where they're pretty good is in linebackers. All three linebackers are good players, and they make a lot of plays for them. So we're going to get those guys blocked. And on the back end, they're going to run, like I said, it's a fancy way for saying a lot of man coverage is what it amounts to. They'll switch it around some, but they get after you pretty good in the secondary. Number six is a really good player, I think. Corner for them.
McGinnis, a district foe for the second year for the Red Tornadoes. Mike, I remember last year the Reds traveled to McGinnis. Had lost a starting quarterback the week before, but to me it was a great way to start the district. We go into their place, a place that's traditionally hard to win at over the years, and I thought the Reds really brought it together to start the district play, and of course they kind of used that as a springboard for a district championship last year.
Well, it's a big game, and I've told our kids, you know, the thing that it's different about district, I mean, you know, if you, especially when you play heads up with somebody that's pretty good early, if you don't take care of business, you can't catch them if they don't give you opportunities. I mean, you're essentially, if you win, you're in great shape with them. Now, you still got the rest of the district play. But if you lose, you're at their mercy because you're essentially two games behind them.
Exactly.
And so you have to come out ready to go.
Exactly. And McGinnis is one of the teams that was looked at along with Clinton and possibly another team or two. But, you know, Clinton's playing McGinnis, so that's who we're talking about. But they were regarded as one of the teams favored to get into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, and they're, you know, I think they're, I don't know what rankings mean, but they're ranked a notch ahead of us. So, you know, it's obviously a big game for a lot of reasons. We need to make sure we come out and play well. I worry more about us than I do anybody else because I never know what I'm going to get right now. So we'll see.
As I said, we are playing at home, and that's always a big deal. But I was visiting with Alan last week after the game. You know, we got to thinking we played like three out of our first four games on the road, which means on the back end we're playing a lot of road games. So it's important to get these early.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's last year was just the opposite. This year, obviously, we're going to finish on the road a lot. But in reality, I mean, as a team, it's nice to play at home. I mean, you know, over the years, we've been really good there, even though we've probably the last few years, I think we've lost 11 times here in 22 years, and I think five or six of them have come just the last 2.5 years. So, you know, we home field has not been as good. That has more to do with probably the talent level that we're at compared to what we used to be. So, but we need to come out and take care of business here tonight. It's going to be a good game. We'll have to play well.
I know we've had some injuries. What kind of condition are the Reds coming into tonight's game?
We'll be fairly healthy. I think Jevon Jefferson, I still don't know on his shoulder. Bo Val's been taking a lot of snaps at tailback for us as a backup tailback. Offensive line, Caleb Webb is back. He's not quite at full health, but he's moving around pretty good. And then Greg Castorina is still a little hobbled with that ankle, but he'll play.
Reds trying to get healthy as we get ready to start the district schedule tonight. Mike, how'd practices go this week?
Well, got a mixture, which is kind of who we are. If I'm all over them at practice, then the next practice is usually good. If I back off of them, the next practice is usually bad. So we got a little mixture.
Mike, the Red Tornadoes start district play tonight, and as always, we appreciate you taking the time to come in. We want to wish you good luck. Appreciate your time.
All right, thank you, Dennis.
You've been listening to the Clinton Coaches Corner, brought to you by McKenzie Ford, Max McKenzie and the people and the guys out there that go out and let them sell you a car. Also, we want to thank Integris Clinton Regional Hospital for their sponsorship. You've been listening to Clinton Coaches Corner.